In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Many years ago, there was an ad for Ruffles potato chips. This ad showed an Eskimo, I think that's probably a politically incorrect term, an Inuit sitting on an ice floe in the middle of nowhere, and he was eating and enjoying a bag of Ruffles potato chips. And another man came up to him and said, "Can I have one?" And he said to the guy, "Go get your own." At the same time, there was an ad for Doritos tortilla chips with Jay Leno, I think, was the spokesman. That's how long ago it was. And Jay Leno was talking about how Doritos were so good that you wanted to eat a whole bag yourself. And he said, "Go ahead, eat all you want. We'll make more." When I thought about those two ads, those two commercials, I thought they perfectly exemplified two different ways of looking at the world. In the Ruffles world, there's not enough to go around. We need to compete for scarce resources. When the Ruffles are gone, and there aren't going to be any more. In the Doritos world, on the other hand, there is an abundance. Plenty of Doritos for you and for me and for everybody. Now, my family will tell you that I'm more of a Ruffles guy than a Doritos guy. I mean, in terms of the kind of chips that I like to eat, I have a little bit of a problem with potato chips, and that's why I've been working on my health. It's hard for me to have lunch, a sandwich, without potato chips. Doritos are okay, but it's Ruffles that I like. But I want to say that I actually want to live more in the Doritos world than in the Ruffles world. I want to live in the world of abundance, not the world of scarcity. I think we receive the message from early childhood through our lives that the world is a place of scarcity, that we are competing with other people for scarce resources. I think we are taught that we need to be careful and cautious about how we approach the world because of that mentality of scarcity. It's a zero-sum game. It's a dog-eat-dog world. You better get what you can while you can, like that Eskimo on the ice floe, because there may not ever be another bag of Ruffles. And I think that message of scarcity has been especially powerful during the pandemic. I remember way back, do you remember like 18 years ago when it was March? And I had just heard about this. It was starting to be a thing. And I went to Costco for our regular shopping. And Susan had said, "Oh, we probably need some toilet paper." Already by the second week of March, there was no toilet paper anywhere. Isn't that a strange thing to obsess about during a pandemic? Why was toilet paper what we all wanted to hoard? The hoarding was a response to this idea of scarcity. I better get my toilet paper now because there may not ever be any more. I imagine somewhere there's someone in a house, and in their basement they have enough toilet paper for the next three decades. But anyway, be that as it may, we had this idea that everything was scarce. You couldn't find yeast. You know, everybody was baking, so you couldn't find yeast. Flour suddenly became scarce. We began to really worry about the supply chain for the basic necessities of life. Scarcity was the name of the game. And yet in that pandemic, now that we've had time to kind of live into this for a number of months, I think there is an invitation to us to take the Doritos approach more and more, and to find that in the midst of scarcity, we have also been enjoying abundance. abundance in some interesting ways. You know, as we were prevented from doing some of the things we wanted, people had to cancel or postpone vacations. You couldn't go to restaurants. You couldn't go to movie theaters. All these things were being taken away. And yet at that very time, we found that we had extra of some things. We had extra time. You know, we've been complaining in our culture for so long that nobody has any time. We're so scheduled. We're so busy. And then came this pandemic when suddenly time was something that more of us, not everybody, but more of us had more of. An abundance of time to do some things maybe that we had postponed or just to do nothing for a while. People were reading a little bit more. People were doing jigsaw puzzles, another scarcity. You couldn't find jigsaw puzzles. But people were doing some of the things that they had not found time before to do. I enjoyed clicking on some interesting stuff online. Patrick Stewart, you know, who played Jean-Luc Picard in Star Trek, he loves Shakespearean acting. He's been a Shakespearean actor for his whole adult life. And so he made a project of reading one of Shakespeare's sonnets every day during the pandemic. There are 154, I think, of them. So he's still going. I think yesterday he got to number 100. Every day he's been reading Shakespeare sonnets. What a wonderful kind of abundance there is in that. And what a wonderful image sonnets are to me of finding abundance in scarcity, because sonnets are a rigidly controlled form of poetry. There's a scarcity, there's a limit to the syllables that you have in a sonnet. Every line is completely prescribed in how many syllables you can have. And because of, or in spite of, that limitation, that scarcity, some of the greatest poems ever written, including Shakespeare's, are sonnets. Shakespeare found a way to find abundance in the scarcity of that form. And Patrick Stewart is sharing that abundance with us every day. My favorite poet is Billy Collins, and he also, during this pandemic, has been reading poems, some of his and some of his other favorite ones, every day. That's not something I would have had the luxury of enjoying before this time. Or the fact that my daughter's school was canceled this spring meant that my two college-age daughters got stuck with mom and dad for the last several months. Not what they were looking forward to, but a real gift of abundance for my wife and for me. Jesus looked out at the crowd of people, 10,000, 15,000 people, 5,000 men, plus women and children, a bunch of people. He had been trying to go on retreat. That didn't work because they chased him into the middle of nowhere. And then it was dinner time, and later than dinner time, and the crowd was getting hangry. And there weren't Ruffles or Doritos to hand. And the disciples were fearful because they knew about scarcity. They lived in a world of scarcity. And they said to Jesus, "You better get rid of this crowd. There's going to be a problem." And he said, "Well, what have you got?" And they said, "Well, just these 5 loaves and 2 fish. That's all. That's it. That's all we've got. Scarcity, not nearly enough. That's not enough for 10 people, let alone 10,000 people. But Jesus knew about abundance. He lived his whole life trusting in the abundant love of God. He was able to say, "Let's not look at what we don't have. Let's look at what we do have. And let's take those gifts, those 5 loaves and 2 fish, let's take them and let's give thanks for them. Not complain about how little there is. Let's give thanks for what we have and bless it. And let's break it and let's share it." And you know the end of the story. It's the story that's repeated in all 4 Gospels. One of the only stories that makes it in all 4 Gospels is this story, because this story is at the heart of what it means to live in the kingdom of God. This story is what it means to make a feast of abundance out of scarcity. And that is what our job is as Christians. We're supposed to be people who make a feast of abundance out of a world of scarcity. We do it every time we celebrate the Eucharist, taking a little bit of bread and wine and inviting the whole heavenly host to be present, to become for us the living presence of Jesus Christ, who died and who was raised and whose spirit is in and with and through and surrounding all of us. Abundance beyond our imagination. We have the opportunity, I think, every day to choose to live in scarcity or to choose to live in abundance. Sometimes it's just reorienting our point of view and seeing, as the pandemic has helped me to see, the abundance that was already there that was just invisible. At other times, it takes a miracle to bring abundance out of scarcity. And yet, we're called, I think, to believe and to trust in the miraculous and overwhelming and overpowering love of God. While I like Ruffles more than Doritos, I still want to live in that Doritos world, that world where a feast can be made from 5 loaves and 2 fish. Not just a feast to feed everyone, but a feast that has leftovers, 12 baskets full of the extra. God has extra for you and for me. God has leftovers for you and for me. God has abundance for you and for me, if we can only believe and trust and have faith that in those lonely places in our lives, when we stare at the scarcity that confronts us, to take that leap of faith, to take the gifts that we have, whatever they are, to give thanks for them and to bless them in the name of God, to break them and to share them. And in that sharing comes the living presence of God. Amen.